Daleville Christian Church is for you if you want deeper, firmer, stronger roots in Jesus Christ. Most of us here have been changed by God in Christ. Many of us are still being changed by God in Christ. I know I am. So I'm sorry if you want to stay the same. We don't offer that here. Jesus offered to help those who are tired of the way things are. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are tired and burdened." And Jesus also said, "Behold, I make all things new." Yes, we've all sinned, but our sin is not the last word. God's grace is the last word. Jesus has the last word. Jesus said, "I am the beginning, I am the end." Yes, some of us liked our old life. Sometimes we only liked it because it was all we knew. We ourselves might have worked to make our old life comfortable, but our old life was not enough. For some of us, it just didn't work. For others of us, our old lives were destructive. For others of us, our old life was fine, but then we found that old life torn apart. Loved ones died, we lost our jobs, a friend betrayed us, there was a war we didn't want. I'm telling you that whatever you have faced, Jesus has been here to help you. Jesus will be here to help you. Because the troubles of life are not the last word. Jesus' word is the last word. The word of God from the letter called 1 Peter in the 3rd chapter, verses 18 through 22. "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, to those who were disobedient long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through water, and this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Note the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him." We've been talking about who we are at Daleville Christian. We started the year talking about worship because we are identified by our getting together. And one thing we do when we get together is celebrate communion, our common union. So the church is identified by its worship, and one of the most defining moments in our worship is communion. Why we celebrate communion every time we gather has to do with Jesus. Who has Jesus asked us to become now in 2013? We've answered the question first by looking at worship, and we saw there that our worship, centered on communion and on our communion table, are carved the words of Jesus. "Do this in remembrance of me." So when we talk about ourselves, Daleville Christian Church, we'd better be talking about Jesus. We claim to be Christians. We claim to be disciples of Jesus. So we better come to an understanding together of who Jesus is. I want to look at this scripture today, 1 Peter chapter 3, and I want to trim it down to some essential elements for today's message. For it is written, "For Christ also suffered once for sins to bring you to God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him." Christ suffered once for sins. When the Bible says Christ, it's reminding us of Jesus' title. Jesus is the Messiah. Messiah, the Hebrew word. Christ is the Greek word. The prophet Isaiah speaks of a Messiah in the Hebrew language. And the title of Messiah will be translated Christ for the Greek world. Jesus the Christ. Because Jesus was the promised one, God's son, God's anointed one, Jesus came here, Jesus was sent here to this world, to us, as it says, to bring you to God. Because, of course, you couldn't get to God on your own. There were too many barriers to God. The biggest barrier was you. But don't take it personal. I was the biggest barrier to God in my life, too. But God wanted to bring me to God. So the Heavenly Father sent his Son, Jesus, the Christ. And Peter's letter goes on, "It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Jesus was killed, Jesus died, Jesus was resurrected. That's what we celebrate at Easter. And then Jesus went to his heavenly Father with everything in submission to him, angels, authorities, and powers. I think that pretty much covers it. And because everything is in submission to Jesus, the Christ, you and I can be brought to God, forgiven, and transformation can begin to take place in our lives. In Jesus' lifetime, as next week we will celebrate Palm Sunday, Jesus' people thought that Jesus, the King, was going to bring his kingdom. They were right. At least they were half right. Jesus, the King, the Messiah, was bringing God's kingdom, but Jesus' people misunderstood what the kingdom would look like. But Jesus was bringing the kingdom. Jesus even said so. Jesus' opening words in Mark's gospel, the first words out of Jesus' mouth, verse 15 in the first chapter of Mark, "The kingdom of God is near. Repent." Jesus the Messiah had come bringing his Father's kingdom, which we shall all inherit. Indeed, we're being made fit for God's kingdom. Jesus establishes God's kingdom on earth. Jesus establishes God's kingdom in us. This is how Jesus saves. This is how transformation happens. But don't just take my word for it. Let us hear from other people who declare that God's kingdom has come into their lives and they are being changed. Matthew West is a Christian recording artist. He tells the true story upon which one of his songs is based. Matthew West's latest song, "Hello, My Name Is," is based on a powerful story of redemption and restoration. "Hello, my name is Jordan, and I am a drug addict." That was the first sentence of this young man's story that he sent to Matthew West. And Matt explained, he went on to tell me how for years that was how he identified himself. Now, Jordan had been a football star in high school. He'd gotten a college scholarship. But Jordan's ankle was broken, he couldn't play football, he was in pain, and the college couldn't support Jordan anymore. Jordan got hooked on the prescription drug OxyContin. Addiction quickly took hold of his life. Thankfully, Jordan ended up at Teen Challenge, a faith-based substance abuse program. Jordan said it was during this time in Teen Challenge that he began to realize that God wasn't done with him yet, and that all of those defeating titles, like addict, didn't have to be attached to his name the rest of his life. His story is far from over, Matt said. He told me that in the year since his recovery, he went back, got his master's degree from the very college that kicked him out. Now he's a teacher and a coach and a newlywed. Jordan no longer introduces himself by saying, "Hello, my name is Jordan and I am a drug addict." Now Jordan introduces himself saying, "Hello, my name is Jordan and I'm a child of the King." Jordan's story is powerful proof that we are not defined by our past. God can restore, redeem, and renew our hearts and our lives, can set our feet on a new path that will lead our lives to a destination far greater than where we used to call home. Jesus the Messiah has come bringing his Father's kingdom, which we shall inherit, and we are being made fit for God's kingdom. Jesus establishes God's kingdom on earth, and Jesus establishes God's kingdom in us. This is how transformation happens. Friends, Jesus saves. The Bible says we are adopted by the Heavenly Father through the Messiah's work, and nowhere does the Bible talk about someone, anyone, being unadopted. You would think if that were important, the Bible might have covered it, but it's simply not in there. Only that there is adoption, and we are adopted through the work of Jesus Christ. For Christ suffered once for sins to bring you to God. But let's hear some other people's experience, and then we'll hear from people who are still in deep trouble. It's going on 4 years since I became a single mother, wrote Daphne, and there's been a lot of trials and struggles. It wasn't until about 10 months ago that I really saw what God's plan for me was. All this time before, I worked just to get by, day by day. Every day was a struggle, emotionally, physically, spiritually. There was no plan. Up until one day, I was on my way to school, and I found myself praying to God out loud in the car, in tears, just letting all my emotions out. And that's when I gave my life to God. I've given Him the wheel. I grew up in a church, but I don't think I've ever given Him my true word. but now my life has changed. I finished my classes. I'm now in my internship at a marketing firm, and I pray every day. He really has full control in my life now. Praise Him. He's done so many wonders for my life. Thank you for bringing me back to Christ. This next one is another person, young person, who was going wrong. And he wrote, I have no doubt about God choosing His time to direct your path on His own terms, and here's how I know. When I was a sophomore in college, I got into a lot of bad habits, smoking, drinking, pornography, and I started to drift from God and from church. One night I was at a party and went outside, was approached by a man with a gun, demanding the keys to my truck. Luckily, I did not have my keys, and I told him so, which was enough for him to leave me alone, unharmed. That moment made me realize how much I needed God and God's protection, and how bad I had become. I knew I needed to find God again, so I started to go to church again. I quit all of my bad habits and really took God and His work seriously. I then met the woman who I now am now engaged to, and she helps me every day remember that God loves me and provides for me. I know that if I had still been into those bad habits, Hannah would have never given me the time of day. God is so good. There's actually a little more to this man's experience. He wrote, so odd as it seems, I thank God for that man with the gun. Now I only hope and I pray that he has found salvation and help in the Lord and that he is well. God is so good. These people found Jesus Christ. God never lost track of these people, but they lost track of Him. When they came to that place in their lives, they gave their lives to the Lord. And the Lord, the Messiah's kingdom work, began in them. The kingdom is still being established in them. They are walking in the way of the King. Now let us finish by looking at some folks for whom the path is still pretty dark. This report was in the newspaper. You may read it there if you wish. This woman's name is Hannah. Hannah is 20 years old and, by her own admission, a member of a drug gang based in Detroit. She has used and trafficked in illegal drugs. Hannah is a mother with a young child, a toddler. Hannah attacked another woman with a knife, cutting the woman's face. She has received a 4-year prison term. Hannah declared to a probation officer that she would not willingly participate in substance abuse counseling, and she intended to further harm the woman she attacked. However, in front of the judge, Hannah claimed that she knew she had a substance abuse problem. Hannah does not want to receive help for her problem. Hannah continues to desire to do evil. I think we are safe in assuming that Hannah does not want to depend on God either. That Hannah does not want God's kingdom established in her life. But friends, Hannah could. Hannah could have God's kingdom established in her life. Do you believe that? Because God's word says it could happen. Today's verse, for Christ also suffered once for sins to bring you to God. Here's another young woman's story. We will call her Michelle. Michelle has had a pretty rocky life, still unemployed with 2 children by 2 different men, married to neither one of them, convicted of theft. She has already lost custody of one of her children. At the age of 30, she can admit that her life has been chaotic. She can even say she has done things that she is ashamed of and hurt people who care about her. She says, there are a lot of things I would do differently, but there are a lot of things I would never change. She says, I didn't make all these mistakes overnight, and it's not going to get fixed overnight either. I'm going to make it this time. I'm going to make you proud. Did you notice how many times Michelle used the word I? Things I would never change. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make you proud. All I can say is good luck, Michelle, because you're going to need it. Michelle really needs to face the fact that Michelle's best efforts so far have brought her to where she is. Michelle's best thinking has brought her to theft, 1 child gone, no job, no stable relationships, but she believes she's going to make everyone proud. hey, I'm a pastor. I'm sorry. I don't think Michelle has a chance. As of this time in her life, Michelle is not going to turn to God. Michelle is not going to ask Jesus Messiah to establish his kingdom in her life. And since as of Michelle's writing this, Michelle is not turning to God in Christ, Jesus Christ the King will not establish his kingdom in her life. Friends, we've seen today that Jesus saves. Friends, we have seen how Jesus the Christ saves. We have seen that those who call on Jesus the Christ are made children of God, inheritors of his kingdom. Those who do not call on Jesus Christ are not made children of God and are not inheritors of his kingdom. If you don't put Jesus the Christ in charge of your life, the one who has angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him, if you don't put Jesus the Christ in charge of your life, he won't be. But I'm telling you, Jesus saves. Amen.